She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the Queen of Promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker.
Good morning, guys.
What are you up to, Heather? You're worse than we are. You're always on the go. What are you up to this weekend?
Well, I actually was just talking with Doug at Torpedo Joe's, your friend, and we're getting our fireworks stuff set up for our neighborhood. They're now officially open, so you got to head out there to get all your fireworks set up. But we've got our company is sponsoring some Juneteenth stuff that's coming up this weekend. I've got a couple events in Hot Springs that we'll be attending to. I've got a little bit of filming that we're working on. So, I mean, it's going to be a jam-packed weekend, and thank goodness it's going to be a little cooler outside.
Well, we cannot, when you said, Roger, when she said the word filming, we cannot disclose.
Can't divulge.
We can't divulge, disclose. When you talk about filming, that's something that will come out later. Very exciting about that you have to be, that you're involved with, Heather.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were over in Hot Springs at the Ohio Club, had a great time there. Roger was at Mainline Sports Bar last night doing his trivia. Had a great crowd last night, you said,
fantastic
by the way.
It was a fantastic crowd. I mean, a fantastic crowd.
We're here in Dardanelle at the Lions Den Golf Course, where they've got a big golf tournament tomorrow. But what do we need to know about, Heather? What are folks listening here in the next few minutes? What do they need to know about this weekend on this Father's Day weekend around the state?
So today there is a summit going on at Robinson Center. If you're interested, it's Keeping It in the Family. It's a mission-driven education advocacy organization dedicated to helping families acquire and protect generational wealth, real estate ownership. I'm really big with this, with junior achievement, teaching youth financial literacy, and this is more of an adult-driven program, and this is part of Juneteenth, but AY is proud to sponsor this because it really helps adults learn education. So that's going to be going on today from 9 to 3 at Robinson Center. We're proud to be a part of that. Also, World Cup, that's all I'm hearing. Where can I watch this? So we have lists of that on our calendar. So AYMag.com, I'll give you a couple. You can go to the Soccer Center in Little Rock. They're going to open an hour and a half before each match, and they're going to have huge parties going on. This is free to attend their event. Also, Lost 40 is going to be open today from 2 to 4 with viewing of the World Cup, and this will be going on at multiple locations throughout Central Arkansas. So if you want to check those out, check out our calendar. Our friends over at Stage 13 have Legally Blonde Jr., the musical. So this is where Elle Woods is going to defy expectation and discover her own strength. And tickets are $15. I did hear that there are a few tickets still available. It starts today and will be going through the weekend, so you'll need to check that out. And David, this last weekend I was invited to Bentonville to this experience, what's going on up there. And I have to say, it's like so another world up there. You know, they've got that odd trail park. And let me just encourage everybody, even if you're not a biker, go ride the lift, the chairlift going up. It's the world's most expensive chairlift. The Waltons have invested so much into this community. And we rode it to the top, and we just watched the bikers. But there's beginner trails, advanced trails, that's going on. But also, Crystal Bridges has expanded so much. They've added hundreds of thousands of square feet into the museum, but they have right now an exhibit called America 250, and I highly encourage anybody that loves our country and wants to know more about our country and just, you know, reflect on 250 years of American art and civic participation. This is where you need to check out. So I highly encourage that. That's going to be going on through the end of July. So you have plenty of time, but check that out for sure. If you love firefighters, those are our heroes. You can head on over and meet a firefighter this weekend at Wordsworth Books. And this is on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. They're going to be reading a firefighter story. So that'll be fun for the kids. So we've got Father's Day also, David and Roger. We've got a big weekend, lots of Father's Day stuff going on. But Father's Day brunch at Southern Tail, I hear, is going to be a big hit. Sunday, our friends Cliff and Susan will be playing there. They're going to have great food and fun. It starts at 10:45. We also have at Rusty Tractor Vineyards, they're going to be having a huge party where they're going to have Bachelor Har food, and our friend Jack Bennett from Bad Habit will be playing there. He played at the Best Ed party for AY. It's so much fun. And then what also I've done is there are so many farmers markets around the state. So I had our team put together a list of every farmers market in the entire state and put it on our calendar. So we have all of that, all of music, all everything athletics out there is on our calendar too. So check that out at aymag.com.
All right, a couple things too. We need to mention if you're a soccer fan, you mentioned some locations. Roger, I was at this time last week. Remember, I was at Hill Station in Hillcrest. Great mm-hmm. place yeah. to watch soccer there. Mm-hmm. Dugan's Pub is obviously those two are really big soccer places to watch mm-hmm. soccer too.
Can I give you one?
Yeah.
I mean, last night I thought Mainline Sports Bar was very very festive, but then I noticed every single table has different country flags okay. on them. Couple, you know, the little yeah. sticks that you put on there. They've got it going on there. I mean, there was ladies base softball last night. There was a WNBA was playing and watching the Fever and that one chick.
Yeah.
The Bruiser.
Cunningham.
Yeah. She's a Bruiser. Watching her. And then soccer was all over the place. So Mainline Sports Bar is a place to go as well. Right. Obviously at the casino. Absolutely, yeah.
A couple other things. So I noticed this today. Does anybody here in includes you, Heather, or Roger, or Jimmy, and Stacy. Have you ever had one of those deals with, because it's Father's Day, where your dad said, don't tell your mother this? Did you ever have one of those said that your dad's maybe protected you somehow to go, we're going to do this, but you're not going to tell your mother, or you got in trouble?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
You know, I can't recall that ever happening.
Yeah.
But if you've got one of those stories, I love that to where.
Well, you couldn't blame it on a brother or a sister.
That's right.
You're an only child.
I was on an island.
Right.
On an island by myself.
By yourself. You got a lot of Christmas presents, but you didn't have siblings.
But right. I love that.
Absolutely.
To hear the sort of story where you go. You know, we're not telling your mother.
Right. Right.
You know, that's a great dad.
I would not get it. It was with Meredith. I would take her in her room to punish her.
And then not punish her.
Well, you hit the bed with the belt.
Would you really do that?
You keep this to yourself.
Okay. There yeah. you go. You're role reversal.
Absolutely.
Role reversal.
Yeah, you don't do it. Don't tell your mom. You don't tell your brothers. But now it's okay. The statute of limitations is over.
The other thing, Heather, we were talking about is parades. You know, they had a big parade in New York City yesterday for the Knicks. For winning their first world championship mm-hmm. since 1953. And we were saying, have you ever been to a celebration parade? And we talked about the 94 national championship team basketball, which I think we had both in Fayetteville and in Central Arkansas. Jermaine Taylor.
I
had one after.
I was there.
Jermaine's.
Oh, very good.
Jermaine's.
I was in 94.
Did you say Jermaine's, Heather?
I started college.
The 94. Okay.
I was at Ball for 94. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that was either I went because the River Market wasn't around. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think went. I think they went down Capitol Avenue towards the state capitol. I think so. Roger, I'm going to throw one out at you.
All right, here we go.
Let's see if you or Heather can get this
All
one.
All right.
Somebody sent us on our Middleton Heat and Air text line. There was another a ticker tape parade in Conway. What would that have been about in Conway? Anybody have an idea?
I'll throw it out there.
All right.
Was it sports related?
No.
Was it?
This was a big deal. I remember this was a big deal.
Was it the Conway kid winning the
That's
American
it.
Idol?
That's it. Chris
In
Allen.
In your face!
Chris
yeah.
Allen.
Chris
Allen won American Idol in the eighth season.
You know,
remember, Roger, they had like 10,000 yeah. people there when he yeah. performed. It was such a big deal. I think he sold out Simmons Bank Arena with the rest of the American Idol group from that year.
What was the parade in Conway that changed the some of the personnel
yeah,
here at
Yeah, that was a different one.
I know it was.
Yeah, that was.
Was it just was it?
It was. I think it was gay pride.
It was gay pride.
Yeah, gay pride.
Okay. No. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, hey, David.
Well, you know,
yes. Go ahead.
They just put Chris Allen and I. You know, that's who. We put him to the Jacksonville Hall of Fame. He was put in the same
yes.
way, so that's kind of fun.
Chris Allen, okay.
That's
Christian, go
ahead.
I was
going to say, he is one of my celebrity lookalikes that I have gotten quite often.
Yes,
Chris Allen.
I can see that. If you cut your hair
and
shaved your face.
When my hair was short.
Yes.
And you were both on American Idol.
Oh, no, that's right.
I didn't Christian. Make it. He made it.
Well, you were on the show.
No,
you were in front of him.
It was
the audition.
Well, you're in this. You know what? You were. Listen, you're going to start. I'm trying to. You were in front of the judges.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it.
It was a big deal. It was a big deal when Chris Allen won that thing. So anyway,
sure, it was huge. It's kind of like Arkansas.
Well, Heather, have a great weekend.
Yeah, Heather,
always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Heather.
Awesome. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you. Thanks to AY Magazine and Ant Magazine sponsoring Heather each week.